Alonzo Bowden, I want to welcome you to episode 354 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. They offer video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. See why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp. Listeners, you get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. So I am coming to you live from New York City. I am here to work a club called The Stand in New York tonight, and then I'll be at Bananas in New Jersey Friday and Saturday. So I haven't been to New York since the pandemic began 2 years ago. I forgot the energy of this city. It is crazy. Just walking the streets, it's all good. I like it. I got my fourth shot. I got a second booster shot before I came here. So I think I'm going to be all right because, man, New York, everyone's here. You know, it's in your face. I don't know. But anyway, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being in New York. Now, let me tell you about the fourth booster shot. As you may or may know, you could not know. You know, there was a judge in Florida, completely unqualified, Trump judge that, let's see, she was 33. She hadn't worked as a lawyer long enough to even be a partner. She had been an intern under Clarence Thomas, so we know she learned a ton there. Anyway, she struck down the CDC and federal requirement to wear masks on airplanes and everywhere, airplanes and any kind of transportation. Now, whether or not she's qualified to do this, I don't know. I'm going to go with no. I spoke to a friend of mine who's a scientist, works at the Red Cross, says she doesn't know what she's talking about. The legal claim is that there's no way to handle a case like individually. It has to be all or nothing. That's her logic. So it's nothing, no masks. And when they did it, the airline said no. All of that, okay, whatever. This is a problem I have. Delta has forgiven everyone who had meltdowns on their planes, all these crazy mask people creating all this problem on airplanes, and were part of their punishment was being put on the no-fly list. Delta immediately said, okay, no harm, no foul. You can fly again. Which the lesson is there's no penalty for antisocial behavior. Yeah, I know we already knew that. But again, this is the lesson being given by Delta. And I think that sucks. I think it sucks. But it is what it is. It's their airline. It's their choice. And they want these people back. And listen, it's not a lot of people. And it's not enough passengers to make a difference in Delta's bottom line. They're just doing this. But anyway, I did something today that I've been doing pretty much all my life. I got up and read the news. And man, I don't know if it just hit me today or what. I'll tell you this, people avoid the news. And it's understandable. This is just a quick outline of the news stories I read this morning. Two sailors in the Navy, two separate sailors, committed suicide a day apart. They both served on the same ship. Some guy in Florida killed his wife and three kids and was living in the house with their bodies as the bodies decomposed. He was just sentenced to life in prison. A woman is going to be executed next week in Texas, and she is innocent of the murder charge they charge her with. Her child fell down some stairs. I mean, it's tragic. Okay, tragic. A 2-year-old child fell down some stairs. What's coming out is apparently the child was injured in the fall and died from those injuries a day or two later, but she's going to be executed. It was a certain type of questioning that they used that pressured her into admitting guilt. Talk a little about that. And I read another article about the Supreme Court. You know, we have this new conservative Supreme Court, and they're absolutely ignoring or working on ignoring the separation of church and state, which is one of the things that this country was founded on. You know, they love talking about the founding fathers. Well, the founding fathers specifically talked about there not being a national religion. And the evangelical Christian conservatives are like, oh, no, we've got a national religion and it's ours. So this was this was before Bacon. Okay, that's how much news I got before Bacon this morning. Yeah, I know bacon's bad for you, but I said it before and I'll say it again. It's delicious. So anyway, it just, I don't know, man. I don't know. You just over and over. Listen, I'm going to get to stupid in a minute. Although the judge in Florida, that's part of my stupid don't get tired routine, which is doing great. But some of these things, where do we start? Let's look at this murder case in this person, this woman who's about to be executed, named Melissa Lucio. And let's see, they call it the Reid technique, R-E-I-D technique. This is how they questioned her. And you've seen this on TV. Okay, I've seen this on TV. If you watch Law and Order, you see this kind of thing. The technique is they get within inches of her face. They scream at her. She had to know that they had evidence. She's to blame, blah, blah, blah. And then they switch tone and they gently reassure her that they could put this to rest. Just confess, blah, blah, blah. Over 100 times she insisted she was innocent, but after 5 hours of aggressive questioning in this technique, she just began to break down, said, I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know what you want me to say. So that's all that went on back during this trial. Okay, and this was in, what, 2007. Anyway, now, the 103 members of the Texas legislature, including 32 Republicans, and you know, they love killing people, even they are saying that she should not be executed. Some religious bodies are saying that she should not be executed. Even Kim Kardashian's leaning in. And five of the jurors who convicted her are saying that she should have a reprieve because if they had known some of the evidence that has since been emerged, the outcome would have been different. Well, we'll see how this plays out. But this is the argument. Excuse me. This is the argument against the death penalty, because once it's done, it's done. And is this going to be done? I guess we'll see. It just goes on and on. It just goes on and on. I could just read you these news stories. Like I say, just looking at the headlines of what's going on here, it is insane, you know, with these cases. The Florida guy, you know, I do a lot of jokes about a Florida man. We've all laughed about a Florida man. But when you get to the point where a Florida man kills his family and lives with the bodies, now it's no longer a joke. Now it is something that is horrible. Okay. And, all right, I'm going to stop because I don't want to keep going round and round on the same stories. I will talk about this Supreme Court thing because I think this is an example of what, like, we're caught up in nonsense and we don't look at what's important. This Supreme Court, this conservative court we have, it's so bad. Okay, so we're looking at a Supreme Court, 6-3 right-wing majority. Okay, they want every case that had, we thought was decided, Roe v. Wade, no prayer in schools. They're looking at it, and their idea of religious liberty, okay, we've seen this, right, is allowing discrimination. We saw this in the case with the anti-gay stuff that's going on, where you're allowed to discriminate against a group of people based on your religion. This seems to be the belief that this court has. Okay, so just looking at this really quickly, this article is in the Washington Post, by the way. I know, left-wing trash, blah, blah, blah. So if there's a single driving force behind the founding of the American colonies, it was religious liberty, the right of non-Anglican dissenters to worship as they saw fit. Remember, England had a national religion and they wanted to get away from that. Pennsylvania even expressly forbade establishment of a church. Now, these were the founding fathers, okay? These were the founding fathers. Now, the white evangelical Christians have decided they are victims of persecution. We've heard this over and over again. The white evangelicals want to impose their vision of Christian America. And it's, you know, demanding the Affordable Care Act requirement to provide birth control, stopped it. We got prayer in schools. So they're backing a high school coach, a football coach, leading the team in prayer. And they're like, what's the harm? What's the harm? Well, they say kids don't have to follow along. Yeah, yeah. You try not praying along with your coach and see if you get in the game. And on and on. We see this over and over. So now we're looking at things that we thought were decided, like Roe v. Wade and prayer, no prayer in schools. And they're going back and redoing all of these decisions. This is not good. This is not good. And this is the kind of thing that we should be talking about instead of some of the nonsense that we are talking about. Here's another thing that they're doing. And this is another thing that falls under the my broad definition of stupid, don't get tired. Education. Stopping education. As you know, Ron DeSantis down in Florida has banned math books. Okay, 71% of elementary school math textbooks and 41% of textbooks for all grades. Let me say that again. The board, this is the Board of Education in the state of Florida, has announced that it will ban 71% of elementary school math textbooks and 41% of textbooks for all grades, saying that the curriculum contains prohibited content about critical race theory. Has anyone read 1984 when the government says you can't read this? Because how do you stop people from thinking about something? Don't let them read it. Don't let them read it. They're saying that these textbooks have prohibited content and that they're meant to indoctrinate children, okay? He says math is about getting the right answer. It's not about how you feel about the problem or introducing some of these other things. Well, here's the problem. They have no examples of critical race theory in any of these textbooks. Now, and this is really, the irony of this is comical. I know, the irony of everything they do is comical. But check this out. Christina Pashaw, who works for him, they're trying to find an example of critical race theory in math books. So she shows this math homework from a public school district in Missouri. Last I checked, Missouri is in Florida. Okay, and this math problem had to do with about asking about who Maya Angelou was abused by at age 8. Okay, now here's a problem. This example, okay, came from a homework assignment that the school district did not approve, and it wasn't for elementary school kids. It had to do with Maya Angelou's history. In other words, What the school thing did, it's called a person puzzle. They give a little history of a person, then they use math problems, putting this person's life into the problems. Okay, so nothing to do with what he's talking about. Different state, different situation, and for older kids. but they feel free to use it. But the funniest thing is this woman, this Christina Pershaw, says, no wonder China is winning. No, China is winning because we have governors who ban math books. That's why China is winning, because we have governors who ban, can I say this again? Who ban math books. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Listen, there's a lot going on and a lot of pressure in everyday life, a lot of situations we may not know how to deal with, whether they be relationships or depression. Tragically, so many people are losing family and friends, loss of life. There's so many things, work pressure, financial pressure. Hey, therapy helps. Therapy, where I'm an advocate. I've been in therapy at various points in my life. I think it works. It helps to talk to someone. Okay, that's what I'm going to tell you. It helps to talk to someone who knows a real solution, not someone who just tells you, you'll be all right. Oh, get over it. Oh, suck it up. No, that doesn't work. Get some help that works. Try BetterHelp online. Okay, BetterHelp is online therapy, video, phone, live chat with your therapist, much more affordable than in-person therapists, and you can be matched with a therapist in 48 hours. Over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy, and we're going to help you right now because this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, okay? Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. Do it for yourself. You're worth it. Take care of yourself. Mental health is a real thing. We know that now. We've been watching what's been going on. So please take time to take care of yourself. Getting back to the podcast and stupid not getting tired. Stupid don't get tired because it's endorsed by governments. Florida is banning books now. Arizona. Okay, and let me tell you something. I like the state of Arizona because I like the desert. I may one day live in Arizona because, again, I like the desert, the Phoenix area, the blue dot in the red state. So just to say, fortunately, I don't have kids, so I don't have to deal with this education thing, because this is what they're doing. They actually passed a bill which allows parents to sue educators who usurp their parental rights to, quote, direct the upbringing, education, health care, and mental health of their children. Now, let's look at that. Let's look at that, because they already had a Parents' Bill of Rights, okay, and the Parents' Bill of Rights allowed parents to see anything that their children were being taught, to see their child's records from school, et cetera, et cetera. But now they've added they can sue the teachers. Let me say that again. They can sue the teachers. So if you don't like something the teacher's teaching, which in this case will be anything that's not conservative, oh, Alonzo, you're just making that up. Really? Really? A bunch of parents wrote notes to the teacher to stop their kids from seeing a speech from Barack Obama that was about staying in school. Yeah, the parents didn't want them to see Barack Obama telling their kids to stay in school. Now they could sue the teacher for just trying to show the speech. Okay, this could apply to anything. How do you teach knowing that parents who don't approve of what you're teaching can sue? It is ridiculous. This is stupid. Don't get tired. Stupid is armed. Stupid is now armed. And I don't mean with guns. I mean with lawyers. How do you teach under this kind of pressure? Unbelievable. And yet not unbelievable. I've said it before. I say it again. We can't use the word unbelievable anymore because all of this is believable. So, in 2010, Arizona Republicans passed a law that banned ethnic studies courses, alleging these courses, quote, promote resentment and promote the overthrow of the U.S. government. Of course, in 2020, Republicans, many from Arizona, attempted to overthrow the U.S. government. I can't make it up, folks. I cannot make it up. Any chance of being funnier than reality is gone. Finally, let's talk about Tucker Carlson. Because Tucker Carlson says men aren't men anymore. He's got a show called The End of Men. You know, like snowflakes that cry whenever you make fun of them. Huh? Sound familiar, Tucker? Well, one of his things in this, and I talked about this, I've been doing videos for Rebel HQ. You can find that online, rebelhq.com or at TYT. I do these news videos a few times a week. But now, Tucker Carlson, who has a trailer about the end of men and shows men, you know, doing man stuff, shooting guns, wrestling each other with their shirts off. Okay, whatever. And he says that you should tan your balls with ultraviolet red light to increase your testosterone. Now, doctors say that you should get shots of testosterone to increase your testosterone. But what the hell do doctors know when you could just run a tanning light on your balls? Okay, I think it's a great idea. I think it's great for you to zap your testicles with infrared light. Why? Because, now this is coming from a doctor, okay? A doctor says that it will do nothing to increase your testosterone. It won't make you more of a man. But here's why I want them to do it. Because this red light, besides causing damage to skin, is, you know, like melanoma and skin cancer. Here's the good part. It lowers their sperm count. That's right. It could lead to some infertility. You know what that means? That means fewer Tucker Carlsons in the future. That means fewer Tucker Carlson followers in the future. So, is tanning your balls a good idea? Yes, Tucker, it is a brilliant idea. I think you and all your male followers should do it. Get out there and start tanning your balls right away, and maybe we can get rid of a generation of idiocy. Because stupid don't get tired. Stupid is now running the Supreme Court. Stupid is armed with lawyers. Before they had guns, now they have lawyers. Who's paying attention? Episode 354. You are. As I said, I was at I'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights this weekend. And next week, we go back to a live podcast with guests in studio. Coming to you live from New York, this is Alonzo Bowden. Who's paying attention? You are. Go easy on the news. It's wearing me out.